Everybody roll initiative for a new round.
Woohoo!
I have to decide what I want to do. Dang it.
Yes, you do. You may want to move away, but that means you'll be slower.
Right.
I like the choice that this makes you have. -5 through 0.
I'm -2.
-1 from me.
And I'm 0.
Okay, go ahead, Xander.
All right, so I'm going to walk down the stairs with my blade still drawn towards Aziza and Marius.
Okay, and then, so you step over Kel's body.
Well, no, I'm up on the deck with everybody right now.
Okay.
Right? So okay. I'm going down mm-hmm. towards Marius and Aziza, and I'm going to shout at Marius, Marius, what do you have to gain from this? The captain already gave you control of the ship.
Make a persuasion check, please. You're good at that.
Yeah, let's see what I'm actually at on this, though. I'm going to be a 10.
Oh, ho, ho.
I think she hears what you said, and you would see that she would have heard you, and she doesn't make any motion toward you. She's still eyes fixed on Aziza. Are you still... I'd let you continue to move down right. to your full movement, which would be basically half the deck.
Okay. Since you have control of the ship, we can go and sell your goods at your island. We don't have to go to Rooklyn.
Go ahead and make another...
I'm making a deception check on that one.
You're lying?
We're definitely... Our party's dead set on going to Rooklyn. And we have a person in the navigating chambers. And we have the navigator.
Aziza and Anthel, I would like you to make insight checks, please. And
yeah.
Go ahead, Xander, make a deception check.
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
You're an idiot. We already knew this.
So that perception is going to be a 24.
And you wanted
wow.
me to make a what check?
Insight
check. Basically, you have okay. to meet...
17.
You have to meet... Yeah, you had to meet Elliot's 24 to be able to not believe that that's what he means. I mean Xander.
I rolled a 2.
Regardless...
Doesn't matter.
Both of you... believe that he's saying what he means and that he wants to go to Morty. I think Kosef, you would know that he's lying.
Okay.
Just based on the last conversation you had.
Right.
But as far as you can tell, Anthel and Aziza, that's what Xander wants to do.
I'm in the middle of a fight and he's fucking around. I don't
Who's
like it.
-1?
I was.
-1? Go ahead.
Okay, all right.
What was Marius' reaction to my deception lie?
She pauses at Aziza, and she's gonna see. I think she's gonna see what Aziza does, and you'd be able to maybe read that a bit on her body language. She would just like stand up straighter, act kind of out of an attack pose, maybe turn her head a little toward Aziza, like, well, Anthel, go ahead.
I mean, I totally believe what he just said, though, right?
Oh,
but,
yeah.
I mean, but I totally...
You do.
But I don't agree with it at all.
Then you better act on that or do something.
I mean, I'm in the middle of this fight with the orc, so I'm just going to continue. I'm going to attack the orc. I'm going to use my bonus to rally Sal so I can give her some extra health.
Okay. Yeah. Absolutely. Go ahead and use one of your superiority dice. Give her some extra health.
Okay, 5 plus my charisma is 1, oh, wow. So 6.
Okay, the last hit that she took, it kind of like smooths out on her skin, and she.
It's not a heal. It's a rally. I'm more like, pull yourself together.
she hears you and she stands up a lot straighter, and she has the same look on her face that she had when you guys fought that lizard together.
Yes, exactly what I wanted.
Yeah, and you go ahead and attack the orc.
I'm sorry, guys. Natural fucking 20.
Yeah, that's double damage. Go ahead.
Okay, so 14.
Okay, I'll give you the option to either strike him down and to kill or to maim and basically stop. Right now, you would think that Xander just turned against you guys and that the orc would also want the same thing to go.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna kill him because I'm gonna look to all of them like, we do what we fucking came here to do sort of thing, you know?
Yeah. How do you want to do this?
As I bring down my sword, basically like a hammer, right, on his shoulder, I'm going to drag my sword across his shoulder where it was, across his throat, and just bleed out all through his neck.
You cut into his neck around the armor. He goes to his knees, and that's basically as tall as you are. Like, you had to reach up to do this. The thick, dark blue blood is, like, spilling out all over, and he leans back back toward where the goblinoids are and collapses.
Woo!
Who's the zero?
Oh, that was Aurelian?
That was,
Aziza.
Yeah.
Zero.
That was Aranda. Aurelian is with you guys.
Okay, that's what I was confused about.
Who's Zero? Aziza?
I was, yep.
You also think that Xander is going to betray you, and I think you would see that, like, Aurelian and Kosef are behind them, are behind Xander, like, standing behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Marius is in front of you.
Right.
Blanchette's to your right at the captain's door. Anthel just downed the orc.
Right. Let me see who else is on the mutiny team currently.
Charity and Silas attacking Sal.
Yeah, how are the other people?
Charity and Silas are basically sword on sword against Sal.
Okay, I will cast Firebolt at Marius.
Okay, make a ranged spell attack. Wait, can you do that close? Hang on, wait a second. Because you were far away before, but this is a ranged spell attack. Yeah, it's a ranged attack. So you'll get disadvantage because...
I do that?
Yeah, because she's closer than 5 feet. Like, she's 5 feet away from you or less. So any ranged attack that close will have disadvantage.
She's distracted by me talking to her about stopping the mutiny.
Right. I agree with that.
How do you want to resolve that?
Who's the DM here? I think, like, if Aziza wants to do something tricky, I'm going to give her an opportunity to do that, but it's still a ranged spell attack, and she would still get disadvantaged.
Okay.
Like, it doesn't matter if your target is holding still, not looking at you. If they're close, and you're trying to throw something at them, that's awkward.
So, can I change my plan? Too late to change plans?
Yeah, I think you can, yeah. You meant to. Go ahead and change it.
So I have a question about one of two options. Can I use my quarterstaff, since she's distracted, to hit her off the boat? Because technically her back was towards the ocean.
We're not that close, though.
I am that close to her.
You are that close to her, but you both are not that close to the water's edge.
Okay.
You would actually be the one who is closer. Like, you're angled, like, if the boat, if the top of the boat was north, you're facing, like, southwest, and she's facing, like, northeast, kind of at an angle. So she's, like, actually further in toward the deck than you are.
Okay, then I'm gonna do...
And you're probably five-ish feet from that edge, maybe a little more.
Okay, plan B then. I'm going to cast Darkness.
Okay, it's already night, and so it's already starting to really get dark as the sun has been going down during this fight. But let me take a look at the area on that, because that's not significant.
It's a 15-foot radius sphere.
What does that do?
So basically nobody can see through it except for me.
So we all go blind. Oh, God!
you absolutely do. There's no check for it. From a point you choose. So where do you want to fill a 15-foot sphere radius? You could encompass, like, you and Anthel and maybe Charity, but not Sal and Silas. You could just encompass Sal, Silas, and Charity over on the far right from where you are on the left side of the deck. You could cast it back toward the middle of the deck. You can cast it on you, wherever you want.
Okay, so I'm going to cast it.
Hold on. I don't think you see through it.
I think I do.
I don't think
so. Do you have dark vision or anything?
I do have dark vision.
Yeah, but it's dark. It's not like that. It's like Peruvian darkness powder from Harry Potter. It's like fucking dark. Here, let me look.
It's in the name, Mark.
Pull yourself together.
A creature with dark vision can't see through this darkness. Yeah, you can't see through it either. It's like...
Right, but then like a, what is like, the advantage of it to me? Like, they wouldn't...
Because you could put it on somebody else so you could sneak by, sort of thing.
Yeah, you could put it wherever the fuck you want within 60 feet away from you. Like,
okay.
You could reach all the way down towards where... Basically where Xander's, like, coming down. the stairs, you could put it on top of them. You could put it on the goblins. You could put it up on the crow's nest. Like, you can put it wherever you want, like a 15-foot sphere of darkness. And they wouldn't know necessarily what was happening. They wouldn't know how much darkness is there until they got out of it.
Okay. So now I have the question of, is she going to attack me again, or is she not? If she's going to attack me again, then I want to put it on me. Or her, I should say.
I will let you make an... I know the answer to that. I will let you make an insight check to tell if... to tell what she's going to do next.
Marius saw me kill the orc, right?
Yes.
So absolutely. I rolled a 13.
You're not sure what she's going to do.
Okay. So I cast darkness on her.
Okay, so that means you would also be enveloped in the darkness.
Yes, I would.
So she can't fucking see anything. You can't fucking see anything. She is next. She's anybody else one? No? Okay.
Nope.
And she lunges out at you with disadvantage with her sword. Does the 13 hit?
You still have that ward, right?
I do still have blade ward.
Yeah, so the damage would be halved, but it's a matter of hitting.
Oh, yeah.
Does the 13 hit you?
Against my armor class?
Yeah.
No, because I'm a 14.
Okay, yeah. You cast darkness. She couldn't see. She would have hit you if it wasn't dark. You feel the wind of a blade go past your face.
Holy shit. How long does darkness last?
It lasts
for as long as she wants concentration. So as long as she doesn't cast another spell, concentration. Up to 10 minutes.
Yeah, it can last up to 10 minutes.
Wow.
Game time, that's a lot.
Sal backs up toward you, Anthel, and Charity and Silas look at you. And Bubba, who's like standing next to you now, Anthel. Next to the downed orc. Charity reaches out to Bubba and says, "Honey, stop. Let's just go make money. Why do we have to do this?" And Bubba goes, "No, this is wrong." Charity looks to you, Anthel, and she's like, "Why are you doing this? Why this loyalty? We'll take you to Rooklyn afterwards."
There are greater things at stake.
Okay, I think that, I think we're out of combat at this point as, like, Elrulian, Kosif, and Xander come down, and the darkness is, like, on top of Marius, and she says, Dispel this!
Promise that you are going to take us to Rooklyn.
She's like, "I'll do no such thing!" And she starts swinging around wildly. I'll let you back up out of the darkness if you want to.
Yeah, I will back up out of the darkness, but she can stay there. I have 10 minutes.
Yeah, no, you back up, and she's kind of swinging around, and she's, like, reaching out in your direction, but she's headed towards the right front stairs of the top deck, and this sphere of darkness is, like, moving weirdly around her. She moves toward it. Elrulian strides up to you, Aziza, and holds out her sword, and she's like, "I know you're hurt. I'll gut you if you don't dispel this."
So can I make a move here?
Uh-huh. We're out of combat.
Okay, so I'm going to move up behind Elrulian and say, "You will do no such thing," with my rapier to her back.
Okay.
This is like in Pirates of the Caribbean when they all pull their guns on each other and they're just standing there.
Silas, the pale elf man who is attacking Sal, turns and runs around the other side of the box away from you.
Does he pass me?
No, he was the first, like, him and Charity were the furthest away.
Okay.
You and the orc were kind of more towards the middle where the mast was. And he runs around the back of the big crate. Do you all, in this moment of, like, frozen tension, seeing what people are going to do, you hear him, like, maybe it gets a little awkward because of how long you guys are all just, like, listening to him, like, tap, 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 like, running down the deck and then up the stairs. Kosif, you'd be the one to look back because you'd have a sight, like, line of sight to where he was.
Okay.
And he, like, pulls something out of his robes, throws it, and some white powder comes off of his hands as he throws it at the steering wheel. You see ropes shoot out from his hands, like he got into some of the magic powder that was from the goblinoids.
Okay. So he's tying up the helm?
He's tying the wheel.
Yeah.
And you all feel this lurch as the boat turns to the right. I'd like you all to make dexterity saving throws to keep on your feet.
Easy.
Ooh, nat 20.
Who did this again?
You stay on your feet, Aziza. Silas. He's a pale elf.
Okay,
You guys met him very briefly.
I also keep my concentration on the darkness.
Yeah, absolutely.
21.
11.
Yeah, Xander, you lose your footing and you go down. Yeah, ship's moving to the right, so your body stays to the left because of inertia. You go down onto your elbows. Ilias sees you and lunges at Aziza and misses because that doesn't meet your armor class. Aziza, I'll let you do a thing, and anybody else who made the saving throw, I'll let you do a thing. Anthel, did you?
I got a 10. I rolled really poorly.
All right, you also fall to your knees.
Fuck. It's my knees, though. Not as bad as it could have been.
Right. I think, yep. Okay, so Bubba also lost his footing. Blanchette, who's also up on there, he lost his footing. Aziza stays standing, and Marius, the with the black orb around her, also stays standing.
Oh my God.
Aziza, I'll give you a chance to do something. Kosef, I'll give you a chance to do something. The boat has just turned a hard turn to the right.
Are they still pretty close together?
Who?
Aziza and Marius.
I have backed out of the darkness, so I'm watching Marius.
They're more than 7.5 feet apart because this 15-foot sphere is around Marius.
Right. I don't know if
just
I can hit her with something. Actually, I can, because I can cast magic missile.
Are you gonna throw something? Elrulian just lunged for you with her sword and missed. She's still standing.
Oh yeah, shit.
So you wanna do something? Kosef, do you wanna do anything?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me pull up my spell that I'm thinking of.
Well, she's looking at that. I'm just gonna head up to where Silas is. I wanna call him Silas really badly. Silas. I just like go up and I look at him like, I'm like, really? Like, we can just cut the ropes. Like, what is that gonna do?
You see him stand up at the top of the deck at the back on the right. Between you is like Kel's body on the floor at the bottom of the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And he just looks at you and shakes his head. He says, we need to go there. He says it just so you can hear it. Kosef, you'd make tons of money. I don't really care what your goals are. I don't really want to know.
Well, I can still get to Morty regardless, even if we stop in Rooklyn, so it doesn't really matter to me.
He shrugs. Aziza, what do you do?
I would like to cast Magic Missile so I think I get 3, so I'm going to cast all 3 at Marius.
Thank you, Mars. Take control. The tension's real.
Okay, so I think that's...
So that's 12 total?
Yep.
Right as you throw these out, the black sphere vanishes. Marius's eyes go wide as the 3 bolts silently hit her chest. She takes a couple of stumbling steps back and hits the back of the low rails of the deck and falls backward. And after just a half a second, you hear a splash.
Woo!
So it's like, it's dark, it's night, and kind of a fog that has hit you guys as this is happening. Elrulian says, no! And then she says, what are you doing? And then she turns back toward Xander and goes, you were lying? And Charity says to her, give it up, Elrulian. It's over. We're not going. We lost.
I say, end this. End this madness.
All of you make a perception check.
Ooh. Oh, good. I might actually get something out of this.
14.
17.
I have a 13.
13 for me as well.
Okay, 14 and up.
Damn it.
You feel the boat shift slightly. And then you feel it 2 more times beneath your feet.
Seems like a good sign.
Wait, like, when you say shift, as in, like, changing course, or, like, rocking back and forth, or, like, we hit something on the ground?
Or, like, hitting a reef.
Like a big vibration that has come up from the water. It doesn't feel like a scrape. It feels like a thud that's subtle and comes from below you.
Okay.
The Kraken!
Ooh.
On reflex, I want to run to the bow, to the front of the ship, and like try and peer into the water, see if I can see anything.
What is it?
You don't know.
Do you run up the top deck, or you just lean over the side?
No, but I can watch him run to the front of the boat.
I run to the front. Yeah.
What is it?
Okay, so you run all the way up the deck and you passed where Marius had fallen off and where Aziza and Elrulian look stunned at you as you climb up the deck and you look over And you look down and you see a couple of flashes down below. And it looks like some of the moonlight shined up off of something below you that was moving very fast in the water.
Some kind of sea creature, possibly. It probably won't bother us, though. It's unlikely.
Oh, my God.
With a laugh like that.
I love your little sarcastic.
It's going to attack us.
I love it when Kosos gives little sarcastic remarks.
I was just serious in character. I don't know what you're talking about. We're not a tasty-looking treat.
Yeah, I'm going to let you guys... I think he... Like, do you do anything? Do you let anybody know, Kosov?
I run to where he did to look over.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you do. You're looking down into the water.
And I see nothing, right?
Not the moment.
Okay, so then I back away.
If they're distracted, can I try to, like, grapple... Like, get up and grapple Arulian to, like, try to defuse the situation now that, like, Marius is gone and a couple people have died?
You can try to disarm her. What kind of check do you want to make to do that?
Can I try, like, sweeping her? Like, am I pronated? Am I lying on the ground? Or kind of what's my situation since I fell off?
Yeah, both of you are basically on your knees. And so if you both can act, but it would happen at the same time, I think. So.
Okay.
Anthel, what do you...
I would like to make an athletics check of some sort.
Okay, go ahead and make one. And meanwhile, Xander, what are you doing?
I'm going to try tackling Lurine at her knees, or whatever her name is, at her knees.
Okay, make an athletics check.
23.
An 11.
Anthel and Xander lunge at Lurine at the same time, and she's surprised by this. And I think that Anthel gets hers first, and Anthel's elbow, like, hits Xander in the face because he's slower, just slightly slower. Anthel knocks the sword out of Arulian's hand and pins her, and then shortly after, like a dog pile, Xander's on top of them both.
Hey, teamwork!
Holding them down, and I think at that point, Anthel, you're like, oh, he was lying.
Yeah.
You guys hear a thump under, like, all of you this time feel a thump deep beneath you. Blanchette goes, "Sea demons," and he runs back into the cabin.
Oh, fuck.
I think Charity runs over to Bubba and grabs his hand and says, "Come on, we have work to do." And they both run and they both start climbing the mast to pull a sail down.
I'm going to yell out because I'm not smart enough to look myself, I don't think. I'm going to be like, "How close are we to land of any form?"
You yell that out, like, and Bubba, as he's climbing up, he's like, "At least a day."
Oh, fuck. Even, like, an island?
Yeah.
Are there still ropes on the steering wheel?
Uh-huh. And Silas is still up there, and you guys are aimed at Morty right now.
Okay. So I run towards the steering wheel.
So, like, are we all on the same side now that, like, Arulian is, like, pinned?
I mean... She probably would stop struggling now that you've got the upper hand. I don't think she would think this was a good idea. But Charity has given it up to help Bubba and the sails because there's more pressing matters.
Yeah.
Silas is still up on the back deck. I think that's the only person who's really opposing you right now.
I'm just guessing that Anthel's probably big enough to handle Lurian on his own, so I'm going to be sneakily following Aziza up there, but on the opposite stairwell. And after she goes up.
Silas was looking down at Kosif, Kel between them. You could go around, you could like untangle yourself and go around the other side of the crate, and that would be the way you'd be unseen.
That's what I'm going to have to do.
Okay, so you're going to go around the mast and the crate that's between you and the back deck to go around, basically, if you're looking top down on the boat. If the top's up, it'd be the left side of the boat. And you run down as, who's running? Oh, that's right. Kosif ran up the deck. So who wants to act? I'll let you guys do whatever you want.
Okay. I have a quick question. The captain's still locked in his quarters, right?
Yep.
Okay. I'm hoping to intimidate Lurian to be like, "Don't move," and I'm gonna like, try to get, like, a knock on the captain's door to try to get his attention, because he probably knows what to do in this circumstance.
I think you could drag her over there if you wanted to.
That would be even better. Like, in a headlock or something? Yeah.
Yeah, so you, like, wrestle her to her feet, and you've got, like, her in an arm bar, or, like, you've got her hand up behind her back, and you, like, pound on the captain's door?
Yes. "Captain! The fighting's over! Get out here!"
Like, you hear from the thing,
"No way."
Oh my god.
He really is useless.
I'm gonna go ahead and, yeah, why do you think they wanted a mutiny? Go ahead and make a stealth check, Xander.
Oh my gosh. I wish you would have let me pick stealth because that was a 9.
What? I was letting you get
stealth. No. I mean, like, when I was leveling up and able to choose proficiency in something else, he specifically told me no extra stealth.
Yeah, because it was, your stat in is insane. Insane. I didn't want you to go up another 3. Yeah, you're right. So you rolled a 9 total?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Silas hears you come up and he intercepts you between you and the wheel. I'll let you act.
I'm going to stab him.
Yeah, make an attack roll.
Okay. Oh, man. That's going to be 14.
He is an accomplished swordsman, and his rapier crosses yours. He makes an attack back. Does 17 hit your armor class?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Cuts you on the arm twice and hits you for 8 damage.
Oh, crap.
Do I see this?
No, you're knocking on the door, but Kosef sees it. Kosef and Ziza both see it because they're on opposite decks up high.
Mm-hmm.
They can do something if they want to.
Okay, I'll cast Firebolt at Silas.
Okay, yeah, I think it's just long enough to reach all the way over there. Go ahead and make an attack roll. A ranged attack roll, Ziza.
19.
Yeah, that hits. Yeah, as you guys are doing this, I think Charity and Bubba are, like, pulling ropes and opening sails and things.
Okay, so that's a 9.
The ship's taking up speed. Yeah, so you hit him for 9. And the firebolt goes all the way across, strikes him in the side and blasts around him as he's facing Xander. Xander, I think you can have an opportunity to tackle him and get under his sword.
Okay, I'm going to do that. Is that going to be an athletics check, or what type of check is that going to be?
Yeah, I think it is going to be an athletics check.
That's going to be 14.
Let's see if he can... Okay. He untangles himself from you and is grabbing onto you just as much as you're grabbing onto him. And you guys are, like, laying on your side, struggling for control. The boat is still turned, and you guys feel another few thumps coming up from underneath the boat.
I wonder if he was the one that was, like, trying to get us to the evil people.
To get us where? What?
To, like, the evil demons that we're running into. I wonder if he was, like, an accomplice.
I think I'm gonna give you guys one more opportunity to try to fix the wheel before I do something.
I have an idea. Where is the goblin chieftain?
In the crate. And there's some goblinoids who've been watching attentively to this. And the goblin king would be one of them.
Okay. So I yell at the goblin chieftain. And I'm like, remove the ropes!
The ropes?
In goblin, actually.
The ropes for what?
Around the wheel.
Magic ropes.
The magic ropes, because they were put there with magic. So theoretically, the goblin chieftain has enough of the magic powder left to dispel it.
Make a persuasion check.
12 plus...
He yells at you, why should I listen to you, strange demon? 12
plus 4, so I rolled a 16 total.
Okay, give him a reason.
Because otherwise you are all going to die.
Mars, you should totally use the stone.
He looks curiously at you. I'm not sure that he, like, believes you, but he's going to do what you said. And he, like, waddles over to the edge of the crate and around it.
You said it passionately. That's all that matters.
and he looks up and he does this, like, gathering motion. And I'm going to give Kosef a chance to stop him if Kosef wants to.
God damn it.
Oh, no, I'm okay with him doing what he's doing.
Okay. All right, then that's good enough for me. So he pulls the ropes down, Kosef watching and Aziza convincing, and the boat stops hard turning and straightens back out. And I think that at this point, Anthel gets control of Silas. Xander gets control of Silas. You guys take Silas and Arulian down into a couple of rooms that have a lock on the outside for this very purpose. And you guys gain control of the ship. But there's still a thumping.
Did Bubba and Charity get the sail down?
Yeah.
By this point?
They've gotten several of the sails back in action. They've been running around the ship by themselves.
So are we up to speed yet? How fast are we going?
Yeah, you're going full speed at the ship's full speed, which, I mean, it's like 30 miles an hour or something. It's not crazy, but...
But they're, like, Charity isn't going to try to kill us anymore.
No. Charity is gonna, like, stick with her husband. She didn't have, like... She wasn't aggressive about it. She just wanted to stop and go to the place that was going to make them more money. And obviously, they're going to have a long talk about that in the future. honey, we need to talk. Yeah, I think you guys gain control back of the ship, and you point it...
Kosith.
You point it back toward...
Rook Glen.
To the Rook Glen area. Go ahead, Aziza.
Kosith.
Yes.
You were a sailor. What did you do when this happened?
When we were trapped by magical ropes and attacked by a giant sea beast?
When you, previously, being a sailor, have you ever experienced one of these?
Thump.
Yeah, one of those.
Thump.
Fuck.
I have not had personal experience with this.
Go take the wheel. Thump.
I don't know. I'll steer the ship to Brooklyn, but I can't promise anything else.
Grant, how long would it take for Xander to get to the bottom of the ship?
So I ready myself.
It would take Xander probably 10 seconds to run all the way down to the bottom of the ship.
Okay, like I'm talking like to the hole and everything like that.
Yeah, you mean like into the ship.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'm going to run down to the very bottom of the ship.
Oh my god, I can't believe this. Okay, you're to the very bottom? What? Not running anywhere else?
Oh, so I'm running down to the bottom of the ship and then I'm going to yell, or then I'm going to say see through.
Okay.
Are you telling any of us?
You see him run down the thing, and you scramble down flights of stairs. You jump over flights of stairs, down several decks. You run down until you can get to the very bottom, and there's, like, crates and things around you. You put your fist to the floor and say see-through, and below you, the ocean opens up. It's probably pretty disconcerting at first, but there's enough light, and deep below, you see two figures moving in formation, swirling around in a wide circle.
And are they, like, how close are they to the ship?
They look like vultures circling, and it's hard to tell how far away they are because you're not sure how big they are.
Okay.
Fuck.
But you can see, like, a wave in the water that pulses up from them, and as soon as it reaches the ship, you feel that thump.
Oh, no.
Okay.
What do you do next?
I'm going to run upstairs, and I'm going to tell everybody what I just saw.
As you're running up, you feel that communication come from Hecuba deep within you, and you just feel one concept come.
I go to Hecuba.
You slide to a halt, turn down the corridor, slam open a door. I think Tam is, like, leaning into a bucket. And Hecuba holds out her hand and holds out the green gem to you.
Okay.
Do you take it?
I do take it.
Okay, you take it.
I ask, what do you want me to do with this?
She's like, go back up deck. And she looks worried.
Okay.
You see her running back up?
And then who do I give it to?
I don't think she told you that, or you wouldn't have felt that. You just took it, and you're running up.
The green gem tells you what you want, right?
So it guides you as you get closer to where you need to be, even if you're not sure yourself, actually. It will add... Or it will subtract sides from itself.
So where do you want to go? You have to want to go to Brooklyn.
Right now, I think he's wanting to go up deck. And so as you're running up deck, it's like losing sides in your hand as you're holding it.
That's really cool.
And as you're approaching the last set of stairs, you all feel this horrible explosion and ripping. And something comes up from the bottom of the deck through the boat, through the center of the boat, and bursts out near the top right as Xander's like coming up onto the deck and knocks anybody near the front mast to the side as a finned green and blue armored bronze dragon bursts up through the deck.
Oh,
breaking
fuck.
The front mast, the main mast, and putting a giant hole in the middle of the ship.
Are we sinking?
Oh, we're dead.
I think that's where we're going to end this episode.
What? With that cliffhanger?
I thought you said we were getting off the boat.
Yeah.
I know. That's what I thought. Well, apparently we're getting off the boat and into the water.
You are getting off the boat now.
Into the water.
He rolled a 24 with his deception check.
Oh, God.
This is terrible.
If you enjoyed this very soon-to-be sea salt-soaked adventure and you'd like to support us, you can go visit us at patreon.com/cauldronjuice. And if you'd like to sip even more of our juicy secrets, you can go to cauldronjuice.com or just look for us on the web. Thanks for listening.